was the king of saxophones. Yes, indeed he was. Talking about the guy that made it sound so good. Some people knew him by the beat, but Hawkins was his name. He sure could swing and play pretty too. Sounds good to me, should sound good to you. I love to hear him playing body and soul, very pleasing to the ear. When I first heard it on the record, I just stopped right there. Sounded like a band of angels in the sky, and I have never ever heard a sweeter tone. In fact, I paid no attention to the saxophone till Coleman Hawkins came along and spoke to everyone.
Saying better, listen,
won't you hear me? While I play for you, sometimes it's hot, then again it's blue. My soul just seems to wander, pleasing each and every one. Is what I've long been craving for. The doors have not been always open, but I am trying to please you. Please don't try to stop me, hope you like it, folks. And then he started cooking. Every time he played some melodic melody, fast or slow, you could tell that it was Hawkins. No other one ever has quite captured his tone. Just he alone has a sound that penetrates. It will sure go right through you, yes it will. And every chorus gives you just another thrill. Then along came Eddie Jefferson. He sang the melody like Hawkins played it. He sang it true, he sang it blue, made words for it too. All his fans in New York loved him, there's no one above him. Even the USA, I've heard him say, oh, Eddie was the man. Oh, how he could sing, man, did he swing, sang on the wing, did his own thing, yes, he throughout the country, music lovers are still wigging on Eddie, singing all around the world. He is known. Rhythm was his special joy. He swung it like a horn. He must have been born to be a singer, 'cause his lyrics were so sincere and true. Funny saddle blue, oh yeah. And we've got to remind you, many years it took him singing every day to achieve his first claim to fame. He was 20 years ahead of his time, and he knew it, but he kept right on a singing. He went all around the world, making rhythm, 'cause music sure was in him, and he knew it was. Sang with Moody and Richie Cole. He could sing it just like Bird, but his forte was the words he wrote to music that he sang. So he sang, and he sang, and he sang. His words so clever, and I know they'll silence him never, 'cause he got this masterpiece, and now we're trying to sing it for you. Hope the beat and Eddie both would still approve. There we go. We didn't mean to reminisce. You can surely bet that we won't forget, 'cause we hear them yet. Goodbye.